This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. India and Russia today exchanged several agreements in areas related to defense, trade, the economy, healthcare, academics, culture, and media, addressing a joint press meet with President Vladimir Putin at the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that President Putin's visit has come at a time where bilateral relations are reaching many historic milestones. He said that in the last 10 years, the world has seen many ups and downs, and in the midst of all this, India-Russia ties have stood the test of time. The Prime Minister mentioned that both countries will cooperate closely on urea production. He highlighted that nearly 25 years ago, President Putin laid the foundation of the India-Russia strategic partnership. The Russian president said that over the past years, India has done a great deal of work to develop the relationship between the two countries. He added that both nations opened additional areas for cooperation, including high-tech aircraft, space exploration, and artificial intelligence. During the meeting, both leaders adopted a program for the development of strategic areas of India-Russia economic cooperation till 2030. Union Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has assured that the government will not impose any penalties and strict action for the next 3 months against those who have not registered Waqf properties on the Umeed portal. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Rijiju said that the decision was taken after several members of parliament and community representatives requested additional time, citing challenges faced by Mutawalis in completing the process. He urged Mutawalis to approach the Waqf tribunal if they are still unable to complete the process within the grace period. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that the train accidents in the country have come down by 90%, replying to supplementaries during question hour in Rajya Sabha. Vaishnav said the government is working on the root cause of the accidents and taking systematic measures to deal with them. He said India's indigenous automatic train protection kavach has been designed to prevent train collisions. The government today said that the welfare of farmers is its highest priority. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha during question hour today, Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan said agriculture is the backbone of the Indian economy. He said Modi government has accomplished all three tasks, increasing production, reducing costs, and ensuring fair prices for the produce. Chauhan said the UPA government did not accept the recommendations of the Swaminathan Committee, but the NDA government decided that minimum support price, MSP, will be fixed by adding a 50% profit margin to the cost. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, today cut the interest rate by 25 basis points to 5.25% in a bid to further bolster economic growth. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra announced the decision in the fifth bi-monthly monetary policy for the current fiscal. The development is expected to make various advances, including housing, auto and commercial loans cheaper. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation has withdrawn the rule that prohibited airlines from counting sick or privileged leave taken by crew members as part of their mandatory weekly rest period. In a letter to all operators, the DGCA said that in view of the ongoing operational disruptions and the representations received from various airlines regarding the need to ensure continuity and stability of operations, the rule has now been removed with immediate effect. The DGCA had previously mandated that no leave shall be substituted for weekly rest. In Uttarakhand, 5 passengers have been killed and 5 others injured when a vehicle fell into a deep gorge near Bagh Dhar in Champawat district late last night while the passengers were returning from a wedding function in the Pati block. The injured have been admitted to the sub-district hospital in Lohaghat. Police, SDRF and local residents carried out a rescue operation. The cause of the accident is under investigation. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.